This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. New research on Black-white disparities in metropolitan Milwaukee draws a sobering conclusion about education. Black children here are the most hyper-segregated in the country. Not only that, but schools have resegregated over the years. Black children are as racially isolated as they were in 1965. UWM Professor Emeritus Mark Levine wrote the new report outlining devastating inequalities between Black and white people in metropolitan Milwaukee. That includes four counties, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington.
The bottom line is racial inequality is as bad or worse in Milwaukee as it's ever been. Levels of racial isolation and economic isolation in schools is as great as it's ever been.
Levine's report shows 72% of Black students in Metro Milwaukee attend hyper-segregated schools, where students of color make up 90% or more of the enrollment. Levine found that Milwaukee ranks the worst on that measure among the nation's 50 largest metro areas.
I think there are a number of reasons that school segregation is quite important. We've long recognized, frankly, since Brown v. Board of Education decision in 1954, how central school segregation is to overall levels of segregation in a community and overall levels of racial inequality.
In 1976, a federal judge ordered Milwaukee public schools to desegregate. MPS created magnet schools and participated in a cross-district voluntary integration program called Chapter 220. It bused Black students to predominantly white suburban schools and vice versa. Levine says, at first, the integration efforts in the 70s and 80s did make a difference, even though they were far from perfect solutions.
When I looked at the data, I was astounded to see how Milwaukee had essentially gone from a place in the late 1960s of having among the most segregated school systems in the country, with this 72% of African-American students attending hyper-segregated schools, had gone by 1987 to having only 21% of African-American students attending hyper-segregated schools.
But the integration didn't last. From the 1990s to today, a combination of factors drove segregation back up to 1960s-era levels. The factors include white flight, the end of the Chapter 220 busing program, and the rise of education options that did not have integration goals, including open enrollment, charter schools, and private school vouchers. On top of that, fewer Black people have moved to Milwaukee's suburbs compared to other metro areas. Could now be the time to do something about school segregation? Milwaukee Public School Board members Saquana Taylor and Bob Peterson think so. They wrote a resolution calling for communities to work together on a regional plan for school desegregation. Here's Peterson.
The purpose of this resolution is to really raise the ante, to publicly push school districts, municipalities, county boards to address how they're going to help end Jim Crow in the Metro Milwaukee, the systematic institutional racism that has been part of this region's history.
Saquana Taylor says the surge of protests against racial injustice present an opportunity to call the question on school segregation.
People that wear Black Lives Matter shirts is more than just wearing the shirts, it's your actions that really tells and shows us that you believe in equity. So this is basically placing it on the forefront and making sure that there are actionable ideas and suggestions and goals that are coming forward, not just words.
The MPS board passed Peterson and Taylor's school segregation resolution in June. So far, it's unclear what will come of it. Peterson says MPS will send surveys to suburban school boards, gauging interest and searching for ideas to promote integration. In an upcoming story, we'll explore some possible strategies and the barriers that exist to desegregate schools. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.